Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Daring Podcast. My name is Posse Ufadike. Today is Sunday. Happy Sunday to everybody, April 19th. And today, I know it's been a while. I have not talked to you guys. 2020 has been one heck of a year, as you all are imagining. There's been so much going on. My hearts and prayers go out to everyone affected by the COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic. I'm going to do a separate show about corona and African-American community later, but today is about Teddy Riley and Babyface Instagram Live battle, and I'm giving you some lessons that every business owner should know, okay? So yesterday, Saturday, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, Babyface and Teddy Riley, who are huge, legendary producers, got to give them their props, got to give them their applause, okay? Yes. Love. I was so excited about the Instagram Live battle between these two legendary, Kenny Babyface Edmonds and Teddy Riley. It was highly anticipated. People had posted all over their Instagram and Facebook. And if you're in my generation, we grew up listening to a lot of the songs. So I was so excited. You know, it was a face-off between two legendary producers. And you know what? I was on their live. It had over 400,000 people on the live. But as you know, and you've seen all the memes, all the Twitter posts, just look at the hashtag Teddy Riley versus Babyface, and you will know that what happened last night was an epic fail, okay? First, Babyface is 62 years old, and Teddy Riley is 53. As far as I'm concerned, they're still young, and, you know, they're still vibrant, but it's a whole different generation, and a lot has changed since they were really in their heyday, when they were really making a lot of hits. So just to kind of level set, when Swiss Beatz, who's a producer married to the beautiful singer Alicia Keys, he puts off these, he hosts these battles. So they had one between Little John and T-Pain, and it went off well. Wasn't as highly attended as this one, obvious for obvious reasons, but, you know, he hosts these battles. And people tune in to listen to really good music, learn something about the producers. And then, obviously, there's a winner, okay, a winner of the battle. And it's really a fun time with everybody being quarantined during this pandemic. Okay, so last night it started. I was excited. I told my girls, I was like, I cannot wait. Y'all are going to listen to some real music. I had all my dancing shoes. I was like, yes, I saw the Bobby Brown live. And then tick, 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 time was going, was just ticking. And I was like, what's going on? Okay, I'll give them their props, okay, that they, you know, they could be fashionably late. But they were more than fashionably late. It was like 20 minutes, and then they had so many technical issues, and it was just a disaster. But before I get into my lessons that every business owner should know, I'm going to do what they couldn't do. And this song, okay, is produced by Babyface Kenny Edmonds, known as Babyface. It's Bobby Brown, Every Little Step I Take, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to take you through my lessons. All right.
Mine.
Okay, that was Bobby Brown, Every Little Step I Take, and it was produced by the great Kenny Babyface Edmonds, okay? So, again, hits after hits after hits, I was ready. But, of course, we all know how it turned out. So I'm going to tell you, as an entrepreneur, these are some 10 things that you should do, and these are some lessons that I was in the live, I was definitely commenting, I was definitely giving my feedback, and a lot of people were agreeing with what I had to say, and I said, you know what, I got to put this and give this to my daring podcast listeners. Number one, do your homework, okay? I don't care if you're the late, great Michael Jackson, or you're a new artist, whatever, or in business, do your homework. Okay, the stage was Teddy Riley, which I thought he was doing way too much. He had a whole production, a live band. it just was so many people. And then Babyface was in a studio by himself, chilled. He had his laptop, and that was it. Okay, now, if Teddy Riley, and I'm going to say Teddy Riley because he had the echo issues, the technical issues. Babyface's sound was good. We heard him. He played his songs. We heard that. Teddy Riley obviously did not do his homework, because if he had done his homework and just watched the live, he would have seen that it's really not a big production. Nobody cares if you got 30 drummers, but the sound isn't good. It's just about giving the fans, communicating with your fans, and playing your music and your hits, and maybe sharing with them, those that don't know, all your catalog, your music catalog. So in business, it's very, very important to do your homework. There's been so many cases where people just do things without even checking to see what the customer wants and needs. And, you know, here it's like, this is live. It's on Instagram. These are your fans. You got to listen to them, which is number two on my list, listening to the customer. Throughout the live, Teddy was in his, and again, I go to Teddy because if you were on the live, you know it was Teddy Riley. I mean, he was just doing way too much. I love Teddy. I mean, I was waiting to hear Guy, Let's Chill, because I knew he was going to play that and take me back to my high school, college days, but he didn't because of the technical issues. But you got to listen to your customer, your fans. Listen, I own Harium. And one of the things I always do is before I do anything, we have a very, very strong customer base of people that buy my product, that know my product, that have been with me through day one. I talk to them. I ask them, would you want to have this? What would you like to see next? Thankfully, they communicate with me very well. They tell me what they like. They tell me what they don't like. This information is so valuable, but you got to listen. Number two, obviously the fans, and there were some hardcore Teddy Riley and Babyface fans on that live because I was one of them. We were communicating. We were telling them, it's not Babyface. It's Teddy. Please, Teddy, turn off your other mic. Don't play with your keyboard. Please. I mean, if you go through the comments of the live, I think it's on YouTube, you will see over 400,000 Eagle fans talking to them, telling them, and it was ignored. It was ignored. And that is an epic failure, an epic disaster, and we all see how that turned out. I'm going to jump into number three because number three is very important with anything in business. Less is more. Actually, I tweeted this, and it got some favorable responses. You know, fans, again, we're craving for good music. We're craving to go back to that time where music was just good and fun. It wasn't so, you know, auto-tune-ish. And Teddy Riley, again, I love Teddy. I'm gonna play a jam. Trust me, I love Teddy. Teddy is one of the great producers. But last night, he made some really poor decisions. Less is more, you know. If they had, which is another one of my tips, but I'll get to that, but less is more, you know. Just fans just want to connect with you. I mean, Teddy Riley had a whole crew that couldn't help him just eliminate a simple echo, And it was like, it was just a lot. It was just a lot. And less is more in business. You want to just do less. Sometimes it's so much more. Have you ever seen some Instagram lives? It's just of a CEO talking. She doesn't have makeup on. She's just being herself. And then you see some where they do this whole theatrical production, and it's like people just don't connect. Less is more, natural, you know. Just be yourself, and, you know, don't try to do things that you think make you happy. You have to do things that you think your fans, your audience, the people that love you, the people that tuned in to you last night, Teddy, I hope you're listening to this podcast, but you know it's all love, okay? It's really all love. Number four on my list, be humble. I say this all the time in business, and the reason why I say this is because of my experience with Dare to Aspire Conference. We do the conference for women and moms who are starting a business, growing a business, and I connect with so many phenomenal business owners. Some are million-dollar businesses, and some are just starting up. And I'm always surprised that sometimes the businesses that are very secure financially have the most humble owners. And the ones that are kind of, you know, just starting up and maybe, you know, have a little buzz are very arrogant. And I watch it play out time and time again. You got to be humble in business. Teddy Riley allegedly was saying that people should pay for this live and that, you know, his time is valuable and he's going to put on a show. Now, we all know the technical issues. It's been all over social media. Babyface didn't say a thing. You know, he was just grateful that his fans wanted to see this live. And again, they had 400,000 people, including me, tuned in. And I'm a very busy person. But I tuned in because I really, this is my era. I wanted to dance to Bobby Brown, okay? But Teddy Riley didn't appear humble. And again, it was just mistake after mistake. They had to stop. They asked the fans to wait. And then somebody said, no, log off and come back. And even after 30 minutes, we waited. And then Babyface said, you know, he's so sorry. Let's do this another time. And we were all like, okay, which is my next lesson. You got to know when to stop. There's a song, rest in peace, Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, something like that, you know. And that's the whole thing. In business, you got to know when to stop, okay? If your product, service, what you're doing is not making you money, you're spending so much money and time and you're not getting a dime for it, you got to know when to stop. It can be a great hobby, and you don't have to make money from it, and there's nothing wrong with having hobbies. But businesses, you got to know when to stop and just walk away, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. Also, one of the things that I thought was, I said, you know what, when we were waiting there for doing the live Instagram, wait for Teddy Riley, he said, okay, hold on, y'all wait. We're going to fix this and da-da-da. He came back about 20 minutes later, and he was like, okay, we got to give the fans what they want. The fans want us to start again. They started again. All the fans were in the live saying, we can't hear you, this echoing. He kept on a wait. It's like everybody was like, reschedule. I mean, the comments are there. They were like, reschedule, reschedule. We're waiting. It's late. You know, people were saying all kind of funny things, you know. But the bottom line is, then after that, they would have people waiting. And I think Babyface took it upon himself to make an Instagram and say, you know what, guys, we're going to do this another time. So you got to know when to cut it off. You got to know when to just take your losses and walk away. Now with that, I'm going to jump into an ad, and then we're really going to show Teddy.
Hair Yum is the fastest growing vegan hair care product on the market. Hair Yum can transfer your hair with just one wash. Cleanse with no harsh chemicals, sulfates, or detergents. The Hair Yum collection is available now at hairyum.com. Take the challenge. Go vegan. Get Hair Yum at hairyum.com. That's H-A-I-R-Y-U-M.com. Your hair will thank you for it.
Hello, thank you. On this beautiful Sunday, we're back on the Daring Podcast, and we're talking about some lessons learned from the Teddy Riley versus Babyface Instagram live battle that occurred on Saturday. I was among the 400,000 plus people that were eager to hear the beautiful songs that were reminiscent of my childhood, and of course, that did not happen. However, the good thing about the whole thing is I got to listen to a snippet of some songs that I really liked, and I was happy for that. Now, Teddy Riley is an amazing producer who's worked with Michael Jackson and so many others, Bobby Brown, so many others, and this is one of the songs that he produced, and it's the late, great, y'all know, if you know me, you know I stand for Michael Jackson. So here is Remember the Times by Michael Jackson. Remember the Time, Michael Jackson. I let that play a little bit longer because I thought I've been really hard on Teddy Riley. But again, we are talking about the Instagram Live battle that happened Saturday night, April 18th. That was an epic failure. Sorry, guys. I got to keep it real. Okay, so the next thing that I'm going to talk about is something that I think every business owner, whether now or in the future, might encounter, and that's technology. Practice makes perfect. One of the things that a lot of people, I think Tamar Braxton was on her live shouting, why didn't you do a sound check? And I was like, yeah, because technology has changed. And even me, when I do the podcast or when I have the conference, the Dare to Aspire conference, you know, sometimes there are technology issues, the mic. So I understand. And we all understand, right? But when you have this magnitude of people on, you want to do a sound check. You want to just test just beforehand, you know, maybe a day before or a couple of hours before, especially when you're expecting close to 500,000 people that are going to tune in. Everybody's on the pandemic, and it's like you know, you have this audience that you might not have if it was a regular time and people were busy doing their things. So you took advantage of this great opportunity to connect with the people, and that technology was a miss. So when you're in business, you always want to make sure if you can't do it, you hire the right staff. I don't play because I know I'm not the best with technology. I have my AV person there during the conference that if people have a question, they can contact him or her. And, you know, I always try to, things are going to happen, right? We all know things are going to happen no matter how much you plan sometimes. But failure to plan is planning to fail. And I just think with this whole Instagram Live, there was no communication and no technology checks beforehand. They kind of just winged it. They thought that maybe they were doing what they've been in the game for so long, they didn't need to, and maybe they didn't understand how powerful and how impactful Instagram Live is. But I think they really will learn that. I hope Teddy Riley especially will learn the lesson, and hopefully when they come back, I just want to see Teddy with a laptop, his headphones, just like Babyface, in a room, maybe one other person there, and just play the hits back to back to back and give us a show, a really show that the fans want, not where Teddy is dancing and putting on a concert that nobody can hear, just a real show with just both of the two legendary producers. They have the catalog, so let's do it. Okay, and that is my next kind of tip is, you know, taking responsibility. When you do fail a business, especially when it's your company or your product or your service, you got to take responsibility and you have to do it quickly. One of the things that throughout the live, all the fans kept saying, Teddy, it's you, Teddy, it's you. You're echoing, cut off your mic, you know, stop the drums or whatever. And it's like he kept saying we, and he kept, you know, deferring it to Babyface. And when Babyface did his thing, we could hear his music. We could hear him talk. It was not Babyface. It was not. It was Teddy Riley. And one of the things that I was disappointed in was Teddy did not take responsibility and say, you know what, my bad. My technology on my end is not working. I'm so sorry. Babyface had it together. I didn't, but we're going to come back. Give us Monday night. We're going to rock this thing. End of discussion. When you take responsibility, you do it quickly, you apologize, and you move on to the next thing. He didn't do that in a business that is so important. When there is something that's wrong with your product, there's been times where we shipped out Harium and somebody will contact me and say, hey, you know what, a little bit of the hair oil spilled. I don't ask any questions. I tell my team, my staff, I say, if the customer has paid for this, and they let you know that there is something wrong with the product, you ship them another one and apologize and move on. And we do that on all our products, right? And we've gotten so much good feedback. We're not in the business to argue with the customer. We take responsibility for our products and our services. And when you own a business, whether you're a musician, whether you're, you know, have a small diner, you have to take responsibility because the buck stops with you, okay? And a lot of people, whether they're the president, whether they're, you know, whoever, when you don't take responsibility, it just makes you seem so unprofessional. So you've got to make sure you take responsibility. And that was one of the things that a lot of the fans pointed out on the lives. And you can go to Teddy Riley and Babyface's comment section on their Instagram pages, and you will read all the comments. There's no surprises to what I'm saying, none at all. Okay, so we talked about technology. We talked about taking responsibility. Then another one is, you know, too many cooks spoil the broth. That's an old saying, and I totally believe that, especially when things should be kept simple, okay? Keep it simple, stupid. KISS is an acronym that we used to use back in the day when I was working my job. And, you know, Teddy Riley had a room full of people jumping up and down. You had lights, camera, recorders, a photographer, you know. I mean, it was just like, what? You know, the fans, we were confused because we were like, what is going on? You know, he was oblivious to what people were telling him because he had just too many people. Like I said, Babyface was by himself, and he just delivered. And that's one of the things with business. Sometimes you can have so many people doing so much and really doing nothing. You know, if you think about Mike Tyson, if you think about MC Hammer, some of them got into some really, really serious problems financially. They had all these people around them, and they weren't doing anything. They weren't. Teddy Riley had about 20 people with him, and nobody could help him. First of all, nobody could just tell him, hey, listen, the people on Instagram are saying your sound is off. Let's fix it. Then too many cooks spoil the broth. Less is more. It goes back to all the business lessons, you know. And, again, this is a good time to reflect and to think of it from a business because that's what it is for Swiss Beats, you know. He plans these lives, and all of us tune in, and, of course, he's making money on the back end with Instagram, you know, for having 400,000-plus eyeballs. Don't think it's for free. So this is a business, and so they both should have treated it as such, okay? So we are moving along. Wow, I hope you're relating to some of these tips and lessons learned. Now we're going to get back to doing what they couldn't do last night, but this is Kenny Babyface Edmonds. This is one of my favorite songs. He didn't get to play it because obviously it ended earlier than planned because of technical issues and sound issues and other stuff. But this is Karen White, Superwoman. I love this song, so enjoy. The hits. I tell you, that was Karen White, Superwoman. Oh, the memories. I tell you, I was so, when I tell you, I was like, I had to do this podcast because, I mean, my girls, even my husband, I was like, yo, we gonna jam. And then they played Bobby Brown, and then the technical, I was so disappointed. But my last tip of the day, and thank you guys for rocking with me. Thank you so much. But my last tip of lesson learned is when failure does strike, and it will, disappointments will come. We're all dealing with so much with this COVID-19. Shout out and round of applause to all the first responders, the healthcare workers, the pharmacists, the nurses, the doctors, the hospital workers, the janitors, the bus drivers. I mean, I can go on and on. Thank you guys. But, you know, we're all dealing with so much stuff with COVID-19 and this pandemic, but try again. Try, don't stop, keep going. Nothing is over. My favorite quote, and those who know me so well, my favorite quote in the whole wide world is, nothing is over until you stop trying. So I am a fan of Babyface. I am a fan of Teddy Riley's work. Will I be on if the timing is right and they promise me they're going to have it together? I'll be on because I love the music. I mean, like I said, it's reminiscent of so many good times, happier times, simpler times. So I will be on. I just want them to get it together. But definitely try again. They know they had over 400,000 fans waiting to hear from them. Some celebrities strolled through. Adele came through. There's so many. I was there. I mean, so many people were in the house and were rooting for them and wanted to hear good music. So I think in business, in life, you try again. You try again. Don't give up. Things happen. You know, we're laughing and we do the memes and everybody's talking and the hashtag Teddy Riley versus Babyface was trending and it's all fun and games. But the bottom line is these are two legendary producers that we love. We love their music and they have to try again and they have to deliver. So I know if you're going to be like me, I can't wait. Maybe in the next week or so, Swiss Beats will announce that they're going to do this again while we're all in quarantine with a stay-home shelter, and we can all tune in and really have some good music. And shout out to Bobby Brown. You know, when they started to play like Every Little Step I Take and My Prerogative, I was like, oh, well, Bobby Brown used to be the stuff, and he's still in. I mean, he survived a whole lot. So I was happy to see him on live. You know, just he was excited about his music getting to be played. I mean, remember, these are 400,000 people. Some of them might not have heard of Bobby Brown. It could be like me. My daughters were with me. So, you know, they hadn't heard about a lot of these music, but they were with me because they wanted to dance and have fun. So this was a great opportunity. I think it's a great idea. I just think it has to be executed well. So would you tune in again? I hope so. Thank you, guys. Again, stay safe. Stay home. Be careful. We all know all the tips. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. We know every tip, and we got to always continue to pray. Thank you, guys. The Daring Podcast, make sure you follow us. You can click the button that will follow so you don't miss another podcast, as well as follow on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Dare, the number 2, Aspire. Take care and God bless. Let me leave you with Bobby Brown. Bye, guys.